All right, there we have it. Bathtub Gin into Lifebuoy from July 5th, 1994, the Congress Center in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Special track for me personally. I was living that summer in Ottawa doing an internship on Parliament Hill. Great life adventure. And Fish came right there to me. It was a beautiful moment in my life. And a great musical moment to share with you. This is Kevin Shapiro coming to you from the archives. Backstage at Super Bowl IX, Super Bowl IX. At the Bunny, we're broadcasting live on Sirius XM Jam On. Livefish.com and WRCE, Watkins Glen, 1490 AM. Ripping it up, a little old, a little new, getting ready for the band to be back. I shouldn't say back. Getting ready for the band to be back, if you consider the sound check. The Fish Watkins Glen sound check from yesterday, but indeed it will be the band's first set at the Super Bowl coming up here, 7:30. Looking very forward to it, watching the concert field fill up out there. And one of the things I didn't mention in my long list of announcements previously was the Waterwheel Foundation. The Waterwheel table is out there, and here at Super Bowl, as was the case at Festival 8, Waterwheel is teamed up with renowned Fish poster artist Jim Pollock, who's been around really from the early days. Before being a renowned poster artist, Jim was a friend and schoolmate and colleague and family member of the band, and so he's remained the whole time, and it's very much an honor and a pleasure to have him here along with Mr. Matt Beck, touring director for the Waterwheel Foundation, among other roles for our organization. And a longtime friend and brother. I brought these guys on to tell a little bit about the Waterwheel Foundation and a little bit specifically about Jim's work for the foundation here at the festival, and also to help me out with a little old school trivia that will drop on you all, later. But thanks for listening once again, and I'll introduce Jim and Matt. And let's see, Maddie, you want to tell us a little bit about the Waterwheel Foundation and specifically what you have set up here at the Super Bowl, and Jim can pipe in, I guess, as he sees fit.
Well, I'd be very glad to. Thanks for having us on again, Kevin. We always love being on the Bunny here. So Waterwheel has a great booth set up, stage right as you head back there. You can see the big wooden Waterwheel sign, and we've got all manner of sustainable merchandise as usual, and we've got a whole strip of great nonprofits who are also joining us, 350.org, Coalition to Protect New York, and several others. This year, Jim Pollock was very gracious and created a set of cars, fold-up paper cars, that are just plain incredible and have proven incredibly popular already. And you can come by, make a donation, check out the art, and we certainly appreciate everyone's support. Jim, you want to tell them a little bit about the process?
Yeah, thank you. Welcome, Fish fans. Enjoying the day. Beautiful weather out here. Couldn't have asked for a better day. I'm out there. I've got some, like Maddie said, fold-up cars at the Waterwheel. And we've been selling them like crazy, and I've been signing when I'm over there. I'm going to be over there in the next half hour or so doing some more signing. Thank you for all the love for all the fans who've come out. And, continue to crank out the art. And thank you all for all your nice compliments about all my art. Feeds me and feeds me when I'm in my studio. So thank you very much. Come out to the Waterwheel and get some cars and raise some money for an awesome foundation.
Jim, it's great to have you here, and it's really very generous of you to come and share your time with people. For those of you who don't know, Jim's art extends back, well, way, way back into the time when posters were flyers.
Absolutely. And these guys didn't even play as good as they do now.
It's true. It's true. I think that the...
I remember one of the worst... Motown number that they tried to pull off in Slade Hall that was terrifically horrible.
Oh,
they're
yeah?
Much better now.
Agreed. I agree. Great. Well, it's very much a pleasure to have these gentlemen back here. And like I said, Jim's very generous with his time. If you make a donation to the Water Wheel table, or even if you are out of bread and just want to stop by and say hello.
Yeah, I'll sign anything, literally.
which is awesome. And really, I have to say it's great as an archivist through the years to look back over Jim's work and have that among the many consistent family aspects, really, of Fish's development and one of the most beautiful things that we have, frankly, in my opinion, about the scene and community is each other and the family that comes from it.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've always been really supportive. It's a great management organization. And we look forward to seeing people out at the Water Wheel booth. It's going for a great foundation, very transparent. The money's going to all great places.
That's right. Actually, Maddie, do you want to tell us a little bit about the local recipients before we dive into our scheduled programming?
Yeah, we have a couple different groups, one being Gas Free Seneca, who are lobbying to avoid a big LP gas facility being built right on Lake Seneca, which is very adjacent to us. I'm sure all of you saw it on your journey here. And we've also got the Coalition to Protect New York, who are trying to educate people on the dangers of fracking, which is a complex process by which they take natural gas from shale, and it tends to pollute millions and millions and millions of gallons of water at a time. In fact, in many instances, people's faucets can be lit ablaze with water coming out of it, which seems physically impossible.
Blazing faucets.
However, fracking is quite a concept, so they want you to learn more about it and be aware. So go ahead and stop by and visit any of our nonprofits. If you do, Ben and Jerry's have been so gracious as to donate a free scoop of fish food ice cream to anyone who takes part in any of the actions that our nonprofits have here this weekend.
That's awesome. So great, as we approach the 420 hour, we want to share a sound check that occurred this last tour. Some of you may have enjoyed the technical rehearsal, the Bethel Waves from May 26th. That was just, it brought me to tears here in the Bunny, so I hope it had the same effect on some of you out there, tears of joy. And the band is truly on fire, and one of the things that it still rears its head occasionally is a real funny sense of humor. So we've had some great, great humorous moments. We've had Paige's house and Mike's house. We've had Fish's house and of course, Trey's house. And we've also had the Darien sound check. So I was lucky enough to make it to Darien Lakes for the first time in 18 years. And this last tour on June 8th, and the band played a pretty hairy sound check, and that was really funny and had some blasts from the past. Where Jim will fill us in here a little bit afterwards. We'll get to the music. This is the Darien sound check, June 8th, 2011, from Darien Center, New York. Enjoy.